My name is Ratu Penny Tangiwe. My mother's Fijian and my dad's a little bit African-American. But I was born here in Camperdown Hospital in Sydney. So,
Tell me about your introduction to footy.
Rugby league. I've grown up watching the game. State of Origin is probably one of the biggest influences on me playing rugby league. And it all started back in Orange. I think I was about 8. My dad watched it and it sort of grew on me since then and until now. When I was 23 and I decided to change. So I'm very fortunate to live the life I have and blessed, I guess.
How did you get into professional rugby league?
Well, I came up through the junior reps under the West Tigers there, and they sort of developed the young kids there at a young age, and I was in that system. And I also got a scholarship to go to St. Gregory's College for 2 years, and which is like the feeder school for the West Tigers there. So that's where they produce all their young players, and I sort of just come up through that system and did well. And eventually, by the time I was 17, 18, I got recognised, and they gave me a shot to come train with the professionals. And eventually, I end up, you know, making my NRL debut at 19. So it took a bit of time. I mean, a lot of development throughout the young representative squad for the West Tigers there. So, yeah.
And you've played for the Roosters, the Tigers and St. George. What was that like over those few years when you were playing with them?
I was playing some games, but I unfortunately got a lot of injuries, which sort of set me back in my career. And I had 3 major injuries which kept me out of the game for 3 years. And that was probably one of the most frustrating parts of my life and my career as well. So most of it was I spent a lot of in rehab, and I had to, you know, overcome these 12-month injuries and stuff like that. So I missed about 3 years, and I eventually got back on the footy field and got my confidence back and ended up playing back at St. George at the time. It was my comeback year after my last injury, my knee, and then I ended up finished the year. My last year is at the Roosters. So it was different. Each club were different. Each coach were different. Tim Sheens was, you know, he's a very respectful coach, and also Wayne Bennett. Everyone knows Wayne Bennett for what he does, and he's just very good with the players, and everyone wants to play for him. And you learn from all these different types of experiences. So I'm just glad I'm in the situation that I am now, and I'm fit and ready to play and train again.
So when did you decide that you weren't going to pursue your NRL career and switch to gridiron?
It was something that's been on my mind for probably a year, maybe 2 years, but I just never took action with it until last year. When I realised that, you know, I grew up in a poor family and I know what it's like to struggle as a kid, so I didn't want to have the same sort of pathway for my kids when I end up retiring, and I wanted to know that I was able to have a steady job and have something to fall back on, and I knew that I had to go back to school. So I guess it was always in the back of my mind on what I was going to do in my future, and I just happened to bump into a guy at a signing session, and he played gridiron, and I didn't realise that they played gridiron in Australia, so I ended up talking to him, and he thought I was playing around with him when I asked for his number, just so I can talk to him about gridiron. So I ended up calling him, and then he introduced me to my friend now. He's helped me throughout this whole experience. His name's Paul Manera. He's sort of been the guy that's been guiding me through this whole process of getting a scholarship and getting me to play gridiron. You know, it's something different, but I look forward to the challenge.
And you've been studying at Southern Cross University and getting some pretty good grades, as I understand it. What are you studying?
I want to study exercise physiology, but I'm in business at the moment, but I'm going to change once I get to Baylor University. Yeah, it's been a long 9 months, 8 months. I was like a kid when I walked in first day and didn't know how I was going to do in my classes, and I literally did not know what to read in the textbooks. And everyone here at Southern Cross has sort of helped me in the library. There's a man there, Freeman Wiley. He sort of helped me with all my assignments and made sure that I answered the questions correctly and, you know, proofread my work. I mean, they've all helped and contributed to making me feel at home and getting me through this this tough period, which I felt like it was tough for me. Yeah. Since I've been out of school for a while, and I didn't really like school in high school, but I had a different goal this time, and I knew I needed to get some good grades to take my scholarship. So yeah, they've all helped me, and I can't thank them enough.
And you've received a scholarship at Baylor University in Texas. Mm-hmm. What do you know about Texas?
I don't know much. All I know is that it's the heart of football in America, and I know that they love their barbecue, and they're just football mad. I guess I'll find out more when I get there, but I'm looking forward to meeting the people there and working with Baylor and getting into playing gridiron. I think it might be a little bit of a cultural shock as well, but I think I'll be fine.
Obviously, we see a lot of footballers change in between the codes, and there can be quite an adjustment. What sort of adjustment have you had to do physically to change from NRL to NFL?
Just from basic knowledge, it's the NRL, it's, I guess it's more endurance. We do a lot of strength training and endurance stuff and speed and power, but in the NFL, it's more short burst and explosive type movements, so it's a lot of power. Powerlifting, and you know, you're only working for a good 10 seconds. With the NRL, if you're playing in my position, you're on there for 40 minutes, so you're working for a long time. I think that the running side of things would be, I'll be all right. I mean, it's just getting the powerlifting and getting as strong as I can and as fast as I can, probably the biggest change for me. Baylor, pretty confident with their conditioning and that they're going to get me on track, and they just want me to stay in some sort of condition so that they can work with me when I get there. So it's a bit different, but you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Gridiron isn't a very popular sport in Australia, so it's pretty unique for an Australian to get picked up in the US. How are you feeling right now?
I'm a little bit excited. I knew that when I wanted to play gridiron, I knew I didn't want to play here because it's not big here, and if I want to compete at a really good level, I need to get to the States. And that's exactly what Paul mentioned to me, and he said if that's what you want to do, and if you want to end up playing in the NFL, your ticket there is to go through college and learn the game there, and if you do well in that, then you get a shot. Now that I've got the scholarship, it's a very big relief for me, and I'm pretty happy. My mother doesn't know yet.
Doesn't she?
She doesn't. So she's in Sydney. So I think the whole Lismore already know, but I'll give her a call tomorrow morning when I'm on my way home and tell the news. So it'll be exciting things for me.
Well, good luck and have fun.
Cheers, appreciate it. Thank you.